Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Alicia Miller.
And I'm Beth Kolash. Best wishes to all of you as we start off 2007 here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
There have been some interesting things happening in different classes at Garrigan lately. Shortly before the holiday, students in Mrs. Vasky's business law class had a mock trial. The premise of the fake case was that Cindy Redding had sold a defective card to her cousin Nick Redding. Chris Kassman and Tony Rouse were the lawyers for the case, while Deacon Bob Larson acted as the judge. Other members of the business law class were witnesses for the plaintiff and defense, and different students and faculty members served as jurors. In the end, the jury ruled for the defense, and everyone learned a lot about how the legal system worked.
Mr. Burrow's math classes have also been doing some unusual stuff lately. If you looked in on the Math 5 class lately, you might have seen people playing poker, rolling dice, flipping coins, and playing other games of chance. That's part of the probability lab, where students learn about how the odds in different games work. In algebra class, students have been writing directions for how to make different designs on graph paper. And in statistics, students have done projects investigating questions like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
All the activities give different ways to learn all the stuff we need to know before semester tests begin next week. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll have a special schedule with 3 semester tests each day. Tests vary a lot from class to class. Some are fairly easy, while others make us know everything we learned all semester. The good thing about semester tests is that we can have open campus whenever we don't actually have an exam.
Speech season is here. Head coach Mary McCall has been busy helping students prepare for district large group contests, which is only 2 weeks away. This year, Garrigan will have entries in fields ranging from reader's theater to musical theater. Even silent mime is considered speech, and we're planning on an entry in that category as well. We will fill you in with more information on speech as contest time approaches.
The Quiz Bowl team had a busy month in December, and they've got 2 more busy weekends before they get to rest up for a while. Today, the team is up in Soy City for the North Kossuth Invitational. Garrigan has 4 teams entered today. The first includes Ethan Dahlhauser, Shane Koob, Joey Daly, and DJ Thompson. Another team is made up of Mark Pepe, Ben Goetzer, and Brent Kayeski. The third team consists of Melissa Cruz, Jake Lane, Christopher Schmidt, and Brian Patterson, while the Bears' final team includes Joe Straub, Rebecca Erdman, Brittany Brady, and Katrina Even. Good luck to Coach David Burrow and the Quiz Bowl team.
With the year half over, plans are underway for Gala 2007. This year's festive fundraiser will take place on April 14th with an Australian theme of Gala Down Under. This will be the 18th gala that Garrigan has hosted, and over the years, this event has raised almost $3 million to help keep Garrigan and Seton going strong. Alan and Gene Kramer are the general chairs for Gala 2007, but a whole team is working hard in the off-season to make sure this year's gala is another great event. We will give you more information on gala as the time for the event approaches.
After each sports season, the Iowa High School Athletic Association releases sportsmanship rankings from ratings down by gate officials. The ratings for football season were recently announced, and we're pleased that Garrigan's players were ranked in the top 10% statewide in sportsmanship. Teams can be rated on a scale of 1 to 5 with the one best possible score. The statewide average was 1.53, but the Garrigan players received a 1.21, nearly the highest they could get. Congratulations to the football team on their outstanding sportsmanship.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Joanne Kearse. Here to tell you about her is Sam Norland.
Joanne Kearse is a Wesley native who is one of the top students in the class of 2007. She's been active in music, speech, drama, math team, quiz bowl, and Christian leadership in action. Last fall, she attended the World Food Conference, where she met Nobel Prize winner Norman Borlaug. Joanne is looking at a science-related major in college, and we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, Sam. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's quiz bowl today at North Kossuth and an honor band at Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge. This weekend also marks the Feast of the Epiphany.
Next week is Vocations Awareness Week. Monday, the freshman and JV basketball teams play North Kossuth with the girls at home and the boys in Soy City.
Tuesday, we'll have a jeans day, and the basketball teams play Pocahontas that night. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll have semester tests. Students have open campus whenever they don't have a test on exam days.
Wednesday noon, the sophomores will go to Godfather's as their reward for finishing first in the magazine drive last fall. Thursday, the seniors will enjoy party subs for second place.
There's a freshman and JV basketball game with West Bend Mowat on Thursday. The boys are at home and the girls are in West Bend. Friday night, the Varsity Bears host Hampton Dumont. Then on the Saturday, the quiz bowl team travels to Eagle Grove and the math team plays at Iowa Falls.
That's our first Bear Facts for 2007. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.